This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau is well known as the nation's preeminent organization representing America's farmers and ranchers. That is no accident. It's the result of hard work. What some may not realize is that we work just as hard to strengthen the rural communities where so many of our members farm and raise their families. We support funding for rural schools. We support rural broadband expansion so more communities can access educational, economic, and health resources. We work to grow rural businesses. There's a lot of work to do. Last year, census data showed that, for the first time in 35 years, more businesses, in general, not just in rural areas, went under than started up. At AFBF, we are doing our part to reverse that troubling trend. For the second year, we're offering rural entrepreneurs an opportunity to access funds and mentorship through our Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge. It's the first national business competition focused exclusively on entrepreneurs building food and agriculture businesses in rural areas. We received 165 applications this year, an encouraging sign that innovation and the free spirit of enterprise are alive and well in rural America. We'll announce the top 10 competitors in October, and the top four will compete for the grand prize of Farm Bureau Rural Entrepreneur of the Year at our annual convention in January. We don't stop at this once-a-year event. The business experts judging the competition and mentoring the competitors have noticed several could use help in developing good business and financial plans, a key factor in accessing capital to take a startup to the next level. We're working with the Small Business Development Centers to create training and help rural entrepreneurs build this important muscle. We also want to grow agriculture and rural America by helping those who are interested in becoming farmers and ranchers get started. There's no better pool of folks to start with than our military veterans returning from service. They are disciplined, hard workers. They want their work to benefit others. Many are from rural America. Many are looking for their next career opportunity, and they have a little interest in a 9-to-5. Agriculture is the perfect fit, so Farm Bureau has created the Patriot Project, a mentorship program that connects veterans with experienced Farm Bureau members who can mentor them. If young people want to move to the city after school, there's nothing wrong with that. But they shouldn't have to leave rural America to find the opportunities they're looking for. I'm excited about the work Farm Bureau is doing so that more rural communities are places where people want to stay or move, build their lives, grow their businesses, and create jobs. And I wish more people knew about it. Enhancing and strengthening the lives of rural Americans is part of our mission and passion. The newest North American Meat Institute Glass Walls video aims to clarify exactly how, when, and why antibiotics are used in animals. The video features a virtual tour of a livestock production facility hosted by Brad Jones, a University of Nebraska and Great Plains Veterinary Educational Center veterinarian. Jones explains the decision-making process regarding antibiotic use in cattle and pigs, including the diagnosis of illnesses, treatment, and antibiotic use considerations, and how animals are tracked from antibiotic administration to harvest. Christy Boswell, AFBF's labor specialist, was quoted extensively in a recent Bloomberg BNA article about immigration issues, specifically proposals for a national E-Verify mandate. Looking at immigration and agriculture labor issues broadly, according to Boswell, it's all about making sure we can access a legal labor force and a stable labor force. She pointed out that Farm Bureau does not generally oppose mandatory E-Verify as long as there is a solution that provides access to a legal labor force. Farm Bureau continues to call for legal status for current agricultural workers who are undocumented, as well as a new, flexible guest worker program to replace the current H-2A program. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture has released a new educational app, All About Beef, funded in part by the Beef Checkoff. App versions of Stakes Are High and Grocery Grab are STEM-based games funded by the Beef Checkoff program and geared towards students in grades 3-5. In addition to teaching nutrition and environmental facts, the apps also feature kid-friendly beef recipes. The My American Farm games, including The Stakes Are High and Grocery Grab, are available on the iTunes Store for iPhone and iPad, at Google Play for Android devices, on Amazon for the Kindle Fire, and on www.myamericanfarm.org. Keeping children safe while they live, play, and work on farms can be challenging. It's even more difficult during harvest season, a peak time for agricultural injuries. Long hours, a flurry of activity, less than ideal weather conditions, and work with large machines make corn, milo, and soybean harvest a dangerous time. People and equipment are pushed to the limit. Every machine, combine, truck, tractor, grain cart, or auger, offers its own unique hazards. Operator knowledge and attitude remain the key to a smooth, well-oiled fall harvest. A safe operator knows his or her skills, limitations, and conditions, both physical and emotional. The Illinois Farm Bureau, in conjunction with the Missouri Farm Bureau, announced a $500,000 donation to the St. Louis Science Center to be used in constructing the new Agriculture Gallery exhibit at the museum. Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Giebert Jr. and Missouri Farm Bureau President Blake Hurst each presented $250,000 on behalf of their respective organizations to the St. Louis Science Center to further agricultural education at the museum. The Agriculture Gallery exhibit will feature of a variety of interactive displays and features, including a greenhouse and classrooms for public programming. Content will focus on four areas, including plant and animal biology, agriculture, agronomics, and personal connections. As part of the Agriculture Gallery exhibit, two 400-foot square foot maps of Illinois and Missouri will be on display, respectively named the Illinois and Missouri Farm Bureau maps. In addition to contributions made by Illinois Farm Bureau, 78 Illinois County Farm Bureaus, the IAA Foundation, and 32 individuals donated to the St. Louis Science Center Agriculture Gallery. The exhibit is expected to open in June of 2016. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.